Welcome to AM Best Audio.
This is William Borden for AM Best Audio. Our guest today is Mike Antignoli, Director of Mobile at Allstate. Allstate's mobile app has nearly 5 million monthly active users and about 3 million customers opening the app every week. Welcome, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
Having an app is essentially table stakes for engaging customers and keeping them connected, sort of like websites when they were first launched 25 or 30 years ago. What is Allstate doing with the app that competitors are not doing?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're doing a lot of things with the app. So for insurance companies, you mentioned everyone has an app. In the property and casualty space, a lot of the app features are very mature. They've been around for a long time, and many of them are table stakes from a customer service perspective. ID cards, claims, the ability to pay your bill, the ability to get policy documents in the app, all of the providers have those features. They're pretty much at parity across the space. What Allstate is doing in addition to those experiences is we're providing consumers additional engagement opportunities by really showing them that we're there to protect their lives and protect the assets that are meaningful to them in the home and auto space. So in addition to just the customer service features, we've added additional features around home and auto, such as a gas finder feature, parking finders. We have a weather risk resource that helps customers understand the climate risks at their particular property. We've recently added weather alerts, so customers can sign up for weather alerts. So we're looking at additional engagement features, reasons for customers to use the app more frequently than just policy renewals. And then also, Allstate offers more protection products beyond the traditional home and auto. So we also have identity protection, identity restoration product that you can buy in the Allstate app. It's only $3 a month. We have a feature called the digital footprint, where a consumer can give their email address and then understand like what their potential exposure is, what their risk exposure is to their digital footprint, how many providers that they've given their email address to, and whether any of those providers have had a breach. So Allstate has other products as well, such as extended vehicle coverage and device protection. So the app is really kind of a centralized place for the full entirety of the Allstate relationship.
Now, how does the mobile app fit in Allstate's broader strategy, particularly in a difficult market for property and casualty insurers?
Yeah, the broader strategy, really there's cost savings associated with the self-service features that I think all the providers include in the app. And we've seen tremendous amount of uptake in just the convenience for customers to pay their bill, to get their ID card, to go paperless. So that's a big part of the strategy. In the more challenging markets, Allstate has telematics as a program called DriveWise, which allows customers to save money based on their safe driving. And that feature is integrated into the Allstate app. It's a part of the app. Some insurers are requiring customers to download a separate app, but for Allstate, you can turn DriveWise on right in the Allstate app. We make that available as a non-insurance product in a state like California, where telematics is not allowed, but people can do like a trial version of it within the Allstate app. And then, I mentioned before also the weather risk. There's some states where hurricanes, wildfires, hail risk, these are things that customers can learn a little bit more about as it relates to their property, and then also sign up for the alerts that we've just now turned on in the last couple months.
In that sense, it's a good customer engagement tool.
It is, yeah. We're seeing lots of engagement outside of just the traditional insurance life cycle. You know, some customers who only pay their bill once every 6 months, you know, occasionally will download the ID card. There's many more things to do in the app. You're seeing that trend not just in insurance, but across financial services. So if you look at banking apps, if you look at other finance apps, beyond just the transactional features, there's content, there's all kinds of different engagement and different relationship building opportunities that are built in to these apps. And the Allstate app has been following that trend, and we've been really investing in it over the last several years in order to, you know, deepen relationships with customers and connect with them on their smartphones or connect with them in different ways than maybe they even expected from an insurance company.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
How does the app affect the relationship between Allstate and its agents who have traditionally played that role in terms of serving customers?
Yeah, so the agency sales force continues to play that role. The app complements the agent relationship. The agent's profile page is a very prominent part of the app experience, and that's a very frequently visited screen in the app. Customers will use it to email the agent directly or get their contact info or just, you know, visit the agent profile page from time to time. We also have customers from Allstate who are direct, who don't have an agent relationship. So I guess it varies by customer relationship. But the you know, profile page for the agent is a very prominent part of the app experience, and customers use that. And what it does is sort of, you know, if the customer's self-service needs are taken care of digitally, then it allows the agents to have more of a deeper relationship in terms of the sales opportunities and also just the, you know, the customer experience for the relationship building, because they don't have to spend time taking payments or printing out ID cards for customers. So really it's just kind of like lifted a little bit of a burden off of the agency and allow the agents to do more of, you know, of what you expect from an insurance agent in terms of like protection reviews and like deeper conversations about your needs.
How do you see the future evolving for the Allstate app?
Two things we're interested in continuing along the journey is, you know, deepening self-service. So really getting to the point where you can do more and more of complete self-service in the app. So that's one thing. The other thing is getting more customers onto the app. You know, there are still some customers who may feel that, oh, I don't need to put an insurance app on my phone. I'm only going to check it once or twice a year. It's not going to be like a social media app or a shopping app or the weather that I look at every single day. We're trying to sort of break down the barriers of resistance and getting more customers onto the app. And then for the existing user base, we want them to use the app more frequently and just deepen the Allstate relationship. Insurance is not a set it and forget it thing. It's more of a relationship where we can meet customers' needs and sort of broaden, you know, what Allstate means to our consumers.
Thank you for joining us, Mike. That was Mike Antinoli, Mobile Director from Allstate. And this is William Borden from AM Best Audio. Thank you for listening.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.